Listen, we're going to be watching a black screen for 4 minutes coming up very soon.
Yeah, it's actually
from Mexico.
Happening in Mazatlan as we speak.
Yes.
We are just about in the path of totality.
Yeah, the path of totality for the eclipse. And while that's going on, let's talk a little bit about country music, shall we?
Let me get my banjo out, Dawn.
Okay.
Where's my banjo? I don't know where my banjo went. Hold on. I'll go get my banjo while you tell us a story.
Okay. Big news for Beyonce. She's landed another number one album with Cowboy Carter.
Woohoo!
It's number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart.
As it should be.
Yes. So that is a lot of units. That's records
she
being
said.
Sold. Yes, and it's her biggest week since Lemonade debuted at number one. She said, what? What'd you say?
Nothing, it's fine. Keep going.
Oh my gosh, okay. Also, she did something very nice the day that her album came out. She actually sent flowers to a couple of country artists, Kay Michelle and Mickey Guyton. They each received a glorious flower arrangement.
Ooh.
They are black artists.
That's awesome.
And she really thanked them for paving the way. She wrote, with opportunity comes possibility. The possibilities are endless with you. And she just thanked them both for, you know, making sure that she had a spot in country music. And they both were very honored by this. And you know, she even called Mickey Guyton the queen. If you remember, Mickey did a great version of one of her songs
mm-hmm.
that she won a Grammy for a couple of years ago and at the Grammys. And, you know, she definitely has paved the way.
Yeah, I remember that performance. I mean, it, you know, she, I'm just loving this whole experience. I love the album. I mean, I obviously love Beyonce, but I just love that it's also, I don't know why I take some sort of, it's not that I take pleasure in the fact that it's rubbing people the wrong way, but it just, it's so sad that the world in many places is so small-minded that they're trying to take away what little joy we can enjoy in this moment in the world when an artist shows up and gives us something fun. Like, there's really nothing more you need to do. If you don't like it, that's fine. Like, you don't have to, I mean, it's not like all the songs are my favorite.
Sure.
Right? And but that's not the point. The point is an artist created something and we get to enjoy it for a little while.
Yeah.
So if that's an issue.
For a little while.
Tell it to yourself.
For as long as you want.
Yeah.
Forever and ever. Listen to it every day.
Exactly.
So congratulations to Beyonce.
Congrats.
We've got some other news in country music.
Oh,
really a polar opposite of the great things that Beyonce is doing. Let's talk about Morgan Wallen, shall we?
Let's not. But okay, we will because we have to.
You might have seen the headlines that Morgan Wallen, who has had some great success in the last couple of years, despite his bad behavior, in my opinion, he's facing criminal charges because he threw a chair off the roof of a bar in downtown Nashville this weekend, right in front of cops.
Yeah, I was surprised to learn, and by that I mean I just was like, oh my God, what? I still don't understand what led up to that experience other than alcohol. But to throw a chair, as an adult, to throw a chair off a building as an adult, to throw a chair off a building next to police as an adult,
knowing that there are people down there that could have been
killed. That's what I mean off a building. When you throw something off a building, you presume that there could be people underneath. And even if you didn't think there were people, what are you doing?
Well,
he's laughing.
We know that. So the officers investigated to see what happened soon, meaning they ran up there to the top of the bar and they were told, hey, Morgan Wallen just did this. So they looked at the surveillance footage and they say they witnessed him throwing the chair. And then eyewitness claimed to police that Morgan had laughed afterward.
So and did he?
So funny.
So then they arrested him.
Yes, they did. And he opened his wallet and gave them $15,000, posted bail, and then he was out of jail. His mugshot, he's smiling.
Mm.
So obviously
he's not taking that seriously.
It's like, man, you know, there's one thing about like, ooh, being a bad boy of country and just putting people's lives at risk. Like, this isn't cool at all.
Yeah.
So we are not happy with him.
You know what did Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I was saying, you know what he's got coming up this summer?
What?
He's opening a brand new 6-story bar in downtown Nashville.
Oh,
that seems
great.
Fitting.
Sure.
Oh, God, I'm not going to go there.
No.
I'm not saying it's like.
I'm afraid the chairs.
Can they bolt the chairs down?
I was going to say they might want to bolt them down to the roof.
Yeah.
Do you think? No, you're not saying that. It was like some sort of. You haven't been in the blind items that much, Mike.
A promotion.
We don't often get to go into the country music blind items, but I'm just walking in there right now and I don't know.
Okay.
Well, there's something else that happened at one of his concerts. There was something, Taylor Swift was mentioned and the crowd was booing.
Okay.
And he defended her.
Oh, great. I'm sure she needs him to defend her, but
yeah,
good luck
to him. Added that she's set to play the stadium he was in for 3 nights in a row in November for her Eras tour. And then, you know, people booed and he says, we ain't got a boo. I appreciate that. I know you all got my back though.
I'm in a boo. Boo! Not at Taylor Swift, at him.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just ridiculous. And he still continues to pack stadiums. So, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
well.
Thankfully, no one was hurt. So, Morgan, let's just... I just think that if you do something like that, you might want to look into, you know, how you're like when you're drinking alcohol. Because I think a lot of us have done stupid things like dance on top of a bar. But if you're throwing chairs off of roofs, I'm just saying, you might want to talk to someone
about
a problem that you might have.
That is some very good advice, Dawn.
Yes.
When we come back, we're going to get some good advice from Mike about throwing people, not off buildings, but off a ring in Pennsylvania somewhere. Because WrestleMania happened this weekend. It is sanctioned adult fighting, which Mike will tell us all about because he watched this weekend right here on My Talk 107.1.
Hey guys, Bradley here from my good friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas. Did you know that without energy efficient window coverings, a home can lose up to 30% of heating and cooling energy through its windows? According to the Department of Energy, when it comes to Hunter Douglas window treatments, energy efficiency and comfort go hand in hand. Hunter Douglas cellular shades are the most insulating interior shades available anywhere. While you might think your vinyl blinds are helping save energy, studies have shown that cellular shades outperform traditional vinyl blinds in terms of energy efficiency. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom to explore how premium Hunter Douglas window treatments can enhance and elevate your home, delivering the utmost in sophistication and quality. Choose from different materials, styles, operating systems, fabrics, and colors to create your perfect Hunter Douglas window treatment solution. Check out the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins or online at littleblindspotmn.com.
The Little Blind Spot, we're big on service.
When you want to grow your business, use Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Seamlessly collaborate with your team using a suite of built-in tools and features to make your workday easier, like huddles to schedule impromptu meetings and avoid another calendar invite, or Workflow Builder, which lets you automate routine tasks so you can spend more time on the work that matters most. Slack. Grow your business here. Learn more at slack.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
NASA's doing a play-by-play of the total eclipse of the sun. It's going pretty well so far. I love reading the comments on space.com because people said, we did it! Like, what did you do? And then people like talking about God and how good he is, which is great if you want to.
Oh my God, look at you trying to steal their joy.
No, I'm not trying to steal their joy. I'm just like, that's great. I love it. And then they showed, like, in Mexico, people hugging afterward and crying.
No, it's amazing.
Like, they're so happy. They're like, we witnessed it in our life.
Again, it is a total solar eclipse of the heart. And every interview I've listened to with people who've seen it in its entirety, like on a perfectly clear day, talk about how it's just a life-changing event. It is something unique that, you know, brings up all emotion. And it makes total sense. I mean, it's something that truly just shouldn't happen, right? And it really is a very sort of chance thing that our moon is the size that it is and the distance that it is in comparison and in relation to the sun that allows us to have this experience. Not all planets with moons have the same experience. So all them aliens out there, they don't appreciate
they're
how truly
here. They've
special
made the journey.
We are. No, they're not, because they're not real.
Torreón, Mexico. That's where it is right now. Torreón, Mexico.
Mike?
Yeah.
Did you watch some, I was trying to think of like a
fun way to put it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You watched wrestling this weekend.
I watched a little bit of wrestling this weekend, sure.
And everybody else did as well.
And I noticed that there must have been a big wrestling deal on, because every story was about wrestling.
Yep.
And I am a fan of muscular men wearing Speedos. But this was not something meant to appeal to me. Well, I mean, other than, you know, if I find it interesting, I'm saying if you like wrestling, but this was an actual competitive sport.
I wouldn't say
just
that
for the pleasure of,
yeah.
Yeah. A lot of things happened at WrestleMania 40.
I don't know anything about WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a thumbnail of what the heck is WrestleMania and what is a WrestleMania 40?
You just told me you had a lot of questions and I'm here to answer them. So wrestling is just theater. It's a TV show. It's a soap opera for men.
It's
how
not
a lot
real?
Of people, a lot of people like to describe it. No, it is not real.
You can say
it's not real. It's definitely scripted.
We've moved beyond that.
I've been to many matches where people are absolutely convinced that it's real.
Well, it's not. It's not real. Yeah. It is scripted. And
people
believe
in Bigfoot.
The one thing you just want to be careful not saying is that it's fake. Because people have been killed in the ring. People have been paralyzed in the ring. People have legs broken and ripped apart. Like, this, it happens all the time.
It's
so to say it's not
theater.
It's theater. It's 100% theater.
Theater of the abs.
And it's the most dangerous theater you could ever get involved in.
It's definitely up there. No doubt about it.
Well,
so.
Have you been to Piranha Theater? Anyway, Mike, what
is to answer your question, WrestleMania is the Super Bowl of wrestling. It is the biggest event every single year. Normally, throughout all of the year, the events and all of the stories that take place on Raw or SmackDown, the other TV shows, all of those storylines, or the vast majority of them, always get paid off at WrestleMania. This is where all of those stories come to a head, and we get resolution there. So that's what fans are tuning in for. For me, I don't follow wrestling closely anymore. There's only two events I watch every year for sure, Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. And the irony, or the how it works, is that the winner of the Royal Rumble gets to wrestle for the title at WrestleMania. Again, this is all scripted. I'm well aware it's scripted. But what the fun part about WrestleMania is, and why you probably saw so much of it on social media, is it is a star-studded event. They've got celebrities coming in here.
They had Taylor Swift, didn't they?
They did not have Taylor Swift, no.
No.
Oh, they just had Jason Kelce? Why did I think that I saw a headline about Taylor?
Nope, it was just Jason.
Oh, okay.
So...
And he actually wrestled in a mask, took the mask off, and people were like, it's Jason Kelce. He
did like a luchador or something?
Yeah,
yes!
It was a luchador-inspired match that had one of the teams start to get the upper hand, and they were cheating. So then these two gigantic masked humans came out of the crowd, and then they threw one guy into it. The other, they were able to get the win,
and then they
removed their mask. And of course, this WrestleMania was at Philadelphia. It was Lane Johnson, a longtime left tackle for the Eagles, and then his teammate, Jason Kelce, the center.
Fun.
They made an appearance there. That was super fun. Snoop Dogg was there the second night. You had just lots of performances from musical artists, Meek Mill.
And it's taking place over a series of days.
Two nights, yep.
Two nights.
It used to only be one night.
It used to be one night and no musical artists for sure.
Yeah, and then they started bringing more musical artists in. A lot of people, like, they would have their entrance themes performed. So, like, Triple H, for example, who's now the head of the whole company, Megadeth did his entrance music. So then, like, the first, I don't remember which WrestleMania was, probably 17, 18, whatever it was, he came out with them performing his song live.
Oh, cool.
And then musical artists became more of a thing. Now, keep in mind, the very first WrestleMania, it was Hulk Hogan and Mr. T teaming up versus Rowdy Roddy Piper and Paul Orndorff.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
They were brought out to the ring by Cindy Lauper.
Yes.
She was their special manager. And Liberace was the timekeper for the second match.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this has always been a very star filled event, and it's always been a big part.
We don't get better than Cindy. Also, very gay. Cindy Lauper and Liberace.
Yes,
yep. That's awesome.
I know. There you go.
That's a whole other road we can go down, but far more accepting the world of professional wrestling.
It seems that way.
Oh, than ever before. Pat Patterson was one of the most very influential people early on in it, and there were plenty of other openly gay performers and people in charge and management that you don't see in other sports.
And there are women, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yep. Two of the biggest matches this past weekend were women's matches.
And do people, like, how do they keep up on all of this? Like, how do they know it? Like, is it like sports where there's, you know, you can go to a website and look at all the rankings and during the year they're all battling out?
It's more story-driven. I would think of this more as just a drama. It's scripted television that happens twice a week. It's honestly the biggest, like, undertaking when it comes to entertainment. It's live, so you just kind of have to take what it is. It's not fully scripted like, you know, Grey's Anatomy might be, but it's 52 weeks a year, two shows, so 5 hours of coverage, plus there's 8 hours of TV every single week, all to support what these pay-per-views is what they were always called. Now they're premium live events because you don't actually have to pay the pay-per-view money that you used to have to pay. It's all on Peacock now, soon to be Netflix, because you may remember that $5 billion deal we talked about.
$5 billion.
Yeah,
it just tells you how popular it truly is.
Yeah, and just knowing, I used to watch it like in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Early 30s, and just seeing what it is now, I never thought that this would happen. I knew that there was a group of people who would gather, I mean, stadium size, definitely, but that it's so mainstream is just like, wow. I just never
thought it doesn't hurt that you have, or it doesn't hurt that you've got people like The Rock and John Cena now who've crossed over and become sort of like mainstream celebrities. And so these are now their friends, and their friends want to support friends and all that kind of stuff. And probably it's a great way for them to make money too on the side, like showing up at events.
Oh, they get paid a ton of money to do that. These events, Saudi Arabia events, but 140,000 people showed up these 2 days, 145,000-ish people.
Gosh.
And the biggest payoff, the biggest story. Line. So The Rock's real life cousin. So The Rock's cousin is Roman Reigns, and he's been the champion for over 3 years, 3.5 years. And there was a storyline that finally got paid off where Cody Rhodes, the son of Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, he was in the WWF for a long time and never won the title. In fact, he was kind of made fun of and made a caricature of himself during his time at WWF, but he never got to hold on to that gold, even though he was like legendary everywhere else he went.
Yeah.
Well, this was an opportunity for a Rhodes family member to finally hold the trophy or finally have the title.
Yes.
And he did win it against Roman Reigns with the help of John Cena. Then The Rock came out. Then The Undertaker came out. It was a whole thing, but they did a really good job of paying off a over 3.5 year storyline.
Mike, that's amazing. Thank you for catching us up.
Sure.
When we come back, Dawn.
Yes.
You saw that there's some stuff going on with our good friend Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
More and more Gypsy Rose Blanchard
and
news.
And her ex and her new ex, and we'll talk about it. We'll straighten it out when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1. Hey there, My Talkers. It's Brad. I'm here to tell you about my good friends at Dakota Dental. Why? Because they're a great dentist. And it's also very important to make sure you're getting regular checkups. So if you've put off going to the dentist for a while, no shame. I'm not going to judge you. And I know the team at Dakota Dental is not going to judge you. They're going to make you feel super welcome. They're going to ask you questions, but they're not going to make you uncomfortable. Like, why haven't you been here in a while? Oh my God, how many times do you floss? They're not judging you when you're sitting in that dentist chair. And if they are, they'll keep it to themselves, like most people who are good, decent people. You know, my friends at Dakota Dental are giving you great dental care, whether it's those regular checkups, or maybe you've put off other procedures, or you've got questions about some of those other procedures to give you a better smile, or to take care of some long-standing issues. Maybe dental implants are in part of your dental plan. If they are, ask as many questions as you want. Don't be afraid. Don't hesitate. No shame in the game. Call Dakota Dental today, and don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia.
A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
Welcome back to the Total Eclipse of the Sun Day. The eclipse happening during our show. Thank you so much. We did it.
The sun was gracious enough to hold the eclipse this year during our show.
All thanks to Mike.
That tells you everything you need to know about the quality of programming you're going to get on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on MyTalk 107.1. Currently, the sun is revealing itself slowly, kind of like a burlesque dancer in Torreon, Mexico.
That's right. And people are actually getting married, I saw, during the eclipse.
Wow.
Like, as during the 4 minutes, that's when they're saying their vows. Do you think that that would put a dark shadow over the relationship?
Maybe.
Or maybe it's good luck. Who knows?
I do feel bad for the people that didn't get the memo.
What?
That, like, everything was going to go away for 4 minutes today. Can you imagine if you had no earthly idea what was going on, or solar idea, and you're just out bebopping around, and all of a sudden, total darkness.
Maybe you live on a hippie commune and you don't have internet.
Yeah.
And you weren't keeping track of those things.
That'd be terrifying.
Well, actually, they'd probably think it was great if they were on a hippie commune. They'd be like, this is fantastic.
Man, these mushrooms are really strong. But, like, all of a sudden the birds start freaking out and you see, like, llamas running, you know, sideways. I don't know.
People say the birds are going crazy, even in Georgia already.
Yeah.
They don't know what's happening.
Yeah. And now you understand why, like, civilizations would freak the bleep out when stuff like this happens. Because prior to technology, I mean, you're just sitting around and all of a sudden, you know, people are like, what the hell? It's like noon. Of course, they don't have time yet.
He just looked at his wrist, you guys.
They're just, you know.
I know.
By the way, right now on space.com, Snoopy is talking to some folks about the total eclipse.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. See, we give you science and trash on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. So we did the science, Dawn.
Yeah, let's give you some trash.
Thank you.
So we have Gypsy Rose Blanchard, who was just released from prison 3 months ago for a plot to kill her mother. And if you don't know that story, I would just kind of maybe listen to this and then research it, because we're not going to go over it.
They know it.
Again.
They know this more than they're likely to know the solar eclipse story.
That's true. Yes. So my news about her is that her ex-husband was interviewed by the Daily Mail. He has confirmed that they are separated, and he also has said that he was shocked. He says, I'm not doing well with it. For me, it just came out of the blue. I had no idea she had such strong feelings for him. Who is him?
I wonder who him is.
Her ex-fiance, Ken Urker.
Yeah. So this belies the idea that she, because by the way, we've seen her out and about with her ex.
Holding hands.
But not having sex.
Right. They made that clear.
They haven't done anything intimate.
Okay. Well, I don't believe that for a second.
I don't either. She's, you know, she's enjoying her time off from jail.
And I definitely think that she must have been talking to him in advance. It's not like she just, like, announced the separation.
No,
then all of a sudden the next day he came to visit. That's weird.
No, she wanted some of that. He was with someone. He got rid of someone.
He was with someone?
Well, yeah, because he addresses, there's like a video from last week where they're doing a live and he's talking about how he was separated. He had to separate from his lady.
Oh, boy.
Can we listen to Ryan, though? Because you were talking about this interview he did with the Daily Mail. He also posted some video of him from the weekend, just letting people know. And I think it's very telling what we're about to get out of these people. So let's listen to, this is Ryan Anderson. This is Gypsy's post-prison. Well, no, they did they get married in prison?
Yes.
Yeah. And this is who she sort of like left prison with. They did the big interview. She was like, seemed to be head over heels for him.
Everything. They were so excited. She said the sex was great.
Yeah, she was very, very, like, I get it. You're in prison. So, okay, let's listen.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to say thank y'all for the support and the nice messages I've been getting from people. I'm at a friend's watching WrestleMania right now. It's great. I'm enjoying it. You know, I've been a wrestling nerd for a long time. But I need to shave. But, you know, I just want to thank everybody for the support. It's been great. I'm just living my life, guys. Y'all will see what really happened on Lifetime. We were filming a lot. So stay tuned for that. And I just want to thank everybody for the support. If you support me, follow me. I will post more stuff eventually. I'm just hanging in. I just want to say thank y'all to everybody. And, you know, God bless.
Oh,
just sounds so sad, like sad puppy. And also, but he's also like, please check out my new TV series that I just done filmed.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard, Life After Lockup, coming on Lifetime this summer.
And I thought it was going to be a tale of true love, and it turns out during the film, and she dropped me like a hot potato.
He did keep their dog.
Yeah, she...
Pixie.
I know that she, in that live stream, said, like, he liked the dog better, so she let him have it.
Oh, for God's sake. Did she say that?
Something like that. Like, oh, the dog got along better with him, so I let him keep
honey.
It.
Well, she is really excited about another thing that happened on Friday. Well,
what's that?
She was excited about getting a nose job.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And she...
was that something she's always wanted?
I'm not sure. Mm. I think that maybe she felt self-conscious about it. And I mean, that's usually what happens.
Isn't that interesting, though, that like 5 minutes, I guess maybe while you're in prison, you got a lot of time to think about the things that you want to do when you get out. And so she's probably got this list. And also, where's she getting money from? Did she get any kind of money from somebody or something?
That was another one of my questions. Other than about this.
I mean, I kind of also understand then why she's doing all these deals to like talk to tabloids, do a Lifetime thing. Like, I'm sure she's like, I don't know how I'm going to make any money. So you've got people showing up trying to give you money to tell your story. And she, by the way, has lots of stories to tell.
Well, I know who did the surgery. TMZ is reporting that it was a combination of rhinoplasty and septoplasty performed by Dr. Jeffrey Joseph, a respected surgeon in Louisiana. She's really excited. She says she cannot wait to see her new nose. And she will be able to take off the bandages on Wednesday.
Oh, maybe it was like maybe he was part of the show.
I'm assuming he was.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're still filming things. So she's very excited. I feel like whatever you want to do to your body or your face is your own business. Like, that is for sure. I am definitely not like shaming her at all, but I think it's going to make her look drastically different.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm glad that people are maybe helping her out. It sounds like maybe she had a deviated septum. I don't know what a septoplasty is, but maybe she had issues.
So deviated. Yeah, that makes sense, right? That would be the like surgery to the septum. So,
right.
Yeah.
My nephew had one of those, and because he always like sounded like he was plugged up, and then they were like, oh, you have a deviated septum.
I have a friend who just had one of those too, and it
changes their life. He could actually breathe. Mm-hmm. He's like, I didn't know that this was what it feels like to actually just breathe through your nose normally. So if that's going to help her out. And she did have a bunch of medical procedures that she's still looking into that her mother did, which is a whole mystery as to why doctors would do these things. It's a whole thing. If you want to watch The Act, that's a movie that Patricia Arquette did about... She played her mother. That's kind of a Cliff Notes version if you wanted to watch that. It's definitely not.
We're saying the theatrical version of the Tootsie Rose Blanchard story. Yeah.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. So plenty of things going on with these individuals. I just feel kind of sad for Ryan.
I feel very sad for him.
But I'm glad he got to hang out and watch WrestleMania with his buddies this weekend.
I mean, yeah. And even though he was literally watching WrestleMania, he still sounded sad. He's like, just trying to.
Hey guys, if you like me, follow me. I've got stuff to say.
People are just like, even in their interviews, they were hyper focused on the way that she even squeezed his arm in interviews. Like, oh, she's controlling. So I have a feeling we're going to see a lot with this show that's going to be put on Lifetime. And, you know, I think we'll probably be able to determine what was going on between them. If the relationship was breaking down.
Absolutely. Thank you for the update, Dawn. Right now, Dallas, Texas is getting it.
Oh, boy.
Is that right? I feel like I was behind. Did I make, I think I refreshed and now we're in Dallas, T-minus 1 minute, 50 seconds.
Oh, you can watch the eclipse, you guys.
And I can see them looking up. That's on space.com.
Shout out to the commentator from NASA that just is going and going there. He's just... talking about God knows what. Maybe we'll have Mike
probably
fill in
sun.
A little bit.
I mean,
yeah.
The moon.
Yeah. Well, we have our own commentator here. So just saying, Mike, if you have any thoughts.
Wow. I'll be pressure.
Ready. No, yeah. Anytime.
It's not coming
I
here,
asked
though.
Him before the show.
For what?
To commentate on the eclipse.
Okay. What's going
in
on?
In a sportsy way. Let him prepare.
I'd have to prepare. Oh, you got to tell me which link to watch. I don't even know where to find this.
All right. Okay. It's fine. Head to the links, our show links page, or our links on our
yeah,
show
it
page
is. They're
at
mytalk1071.com.
And you can see the space.com coverage. When we come back, Dawn, you found a fun way for people to make themselves smarter absolutely free.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You'll tell us about your free way to get smart when we come back right here on My Talk 1071.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When sweet tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like sweet tarts twisted rainbow ropes, gummies fruity splits, and chewy fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet tarts, dare to combine. Visit sweettartscandy.com to shop now.
Do you think that anything's going to happen with plants now, like in Little Shop of Horrors? Because didn't Audrey, too, come alive during a total eclipse of the sun?
Well, maybe, but I do know that, like, flowers will close.
They will for 4 minutes?
Yeah, so, like, you know, the flowers, like, I don't know what flowers would be out and about, but...
Morning glories.
Yeah, so if there's any morning glories in the path, they would close up because they're like, bad.
Oh, wow. That's cool. And then they open back up. They're like, whoa, that was a rapid night.
Yeah, it was real quick.
Yes. Okay. So I found this thing that I thought was pretty cool because I'm kind of nerdy and I like school. Most people are like, I can't wait to get out of school. And I will admit, when I took my exit exam for undergrad in college, I could not wait to get out of there. I filled out some circles. I was like, I hate this. I got to get out of here. This is, and I thought, oh my God, this is the last test I'll ever take.
Bye.
And I was like, I don't even care because this is just for them to measure how educated the students are when they leave college at the university I went to. But then I ended up going to grad school. And now I've just learned that, you know, I like school because there are things that you can do to succeed, and it's very measured. But life is not like that. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So I found this thing called edX.
Okay, what's edX?
EdX is free online courses from some pretty prestigious universities out there.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, you've got all of these courses from places like MIT and Harvard and Berkeley and Cambridge University. I mean, there are just many, many courses. You will not get, since you're just basically, it's like you would be auditing a class if you ever had any students in college that did that. So you don't get a degree from it because you're not paying for the course. Sure. But you can learn things from universities, and maybe you're looking into, I mean, making a choice as to what you're going to take in college is so daunting. I felt like it was like, oh my God, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, when I was 18.
Oh, for sure. You or, never do.
And then you go through college.
I think it's so weird that they make you like pick something. Hurry up, pick.
It's really weird.
For the rest of your life.
I know. And then people usually end up picking something else as their career. So if you're just kind of interested and you're like, I might want to go to law school or I might want to study biology, you can kind of get a feel for it through these courses.
Yeah.
So
no, that's pretty cool. So yeah. What kind of courses can you take?
So at MIT in particular this month, you can take a course on becoming an entrepreneur.
Oh, that's fun.
Which I think would be really critical for someone who wants to start a business, but it seems so daunting and big that you just don't know where to start.
Yeah. What do you want to take?
Well, I actually found a class at Berkeley, and it's called The Science of Happiness.
Oh, cool. Tell
and
me about it.
It says it's about learning how we monitor our emotions, other people's emotions. It's an 8-week class, and you can do it at your own pace. So if you're really sad one day and you don't want to do class, then you can just do 2 the next day. So I think it goes until August. A lot of these classes actually start today. And time commitment.
What do you
like,
mean they start today?
Well, a lot of them I've clicked on, it's like starts April 8th. So if you want to do any of this, today is the day. Well, you can just peruse it.
I would assume like if they're online classes, you can kind of just, I mean, it's not like you're in a cohort with a bunch of other people, right?
No.
You can just start the class whenever you want.
Exactly. I'm sure you could sign up after. Right now for this, The Science of Happiness, there are 577,505 people enrolled.
Wow. That's so, pretty cool.
That is really
cool. Really fun.
Did you check out anything that you might want to do? Or did
Food
you see...
Fermentation, The Science of Cooking with Microbes, Dawn.
Are you serious? Where's that?
Harvard University.
Wow. You should totally do it.
So I don't get it. Is this for free?
It is totally free.
Oh, okay.
You're just not going to get any type of certificate saying that you took the class or learned anything. You will just have the knowledge.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I love stuff like this. I will say, you know, this is actual higher educational institutions, but there are all sorts of like online learning platforms now where you can learn all sorts of stuff and you don't have to feel like, oh, I have to, you know, go through all this rigmarole to go back to school.
Yeah, if you're wanting to expand even what you do at work.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many...
a lot of times they'll give you a certificate, too, if you finish the course. I mean, not the certificate's going to, you know, get you into a college or anything, but...
Exactly.
You know, at least it shows that you did something.
Especially
You clicked some buttons online.
That's right. And you took some tests that nobody's going to grade.
Are you going to do any of these?
Well, I might do the Science of Happiness.
You should,
there's
and
also,
then tell us about it.
The University of Cambridge has... some classes on, they have screenwriting, but they also have writing successfully for the stage.
Mm.
So I have a degree in screenwriting, but not stage writing, which is completely different to write a play as opposed to a movie script.
Well, you should do it.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. We'll see if I actually do this.
Mm.
Oh, or you can study forensic science, DNA analysis, if you're super into true crime.
Yeah.
Then you can go around and tell your friends everything you know and be that annoying person.
No, but this is a fun way to, you know, just expand your mind and, you know, instead of like sitting online scrolling through Instagram, you know, actually learning something. It's not a bad idea.
There's, I noticed that the...
not that there's anything wrong with scrolling through Instagram, but you can't do that all the time.
Yeah, because your brain will melt. There's also classes from like the University of Hong Kong and the... University of Tokyo.
Hmm.
And so there's language learning opportunities. And also, if you want to actually do an online degree, they're also within this article that I put up on our show links page. You can find out how you can pay for courses online. And I don't know if there's any acceptance process for that for some of these universities, but it doesn't look like there is. They're ready to take your money. That's what I'm saying. The classes you pay for.
Yeah.
So.
No, this looks fabulous. Thanks for you put this on the show links page.
I sure did.
Mike, you want to take any classes?
Yeah, there's a couple of cool ones I'm looking at. Yeah. I'm into psychology. I love psychology, and there's some really cool ones, both like sports psychology also like psychology to high performance, which is fun. And then Dawn, I think you'd love this one too. At I guess I don't know which university it's at, but it's the psychology of game design.
Ooh.
So like why they design games to play the way they do, and totally. It takes you through all different things like the structure of Pac-Man and Space Invaders and Solitaire and the psychology behind the game mechanics. It's kind of cool.
For sure, because I definitely can tell how I get addicted to gaming. Yep. Like they give you little, if you're a person that likes to collect things, like games are designed to just like, you know, kind of like Farmville if you ever played, like grow crops. Collecting items.
Yeah.
And then storylines like can change. Really?
Despised. You know why?
Why?
Because it's so, I don't like to play games that make me feel stressed.
Oh.
And like those games, you have to constantly like keep things juggling so that, you know, like your farmers have enough fertilizer so that they can grow enough crops so that you can go to the market so that they can, the civilization can grow. And I'll just, you know, be like that's
the crops
too much.
Are dead.
They can all just wither on the vine.
Oh my God. I think it's really about like checking off a list. Like if you like to complete lists, I think there are games like that that kind of feed that need. And then you look at your own real life and you go, haven't done anything. I'm just sitting here playing this game. So maybe I do need to take that psychology.
Well, yeah,
games
take it
class.
And then report back. Tell us everything you learned.
Exactly.
That's a fun way to do it. All right.
What's going on with the eclipse?
The
Where
eclipse
is it?
Right now. Let's go to space.com.
5 minutes away from Carbondale experiencing the eclipse. Russellville has just experienced the eclipse in Arkansas.
Carbondale. Carbondale. Where's Carbondale? That's not Illinois, is it?
It must be.
Yeah, I think that's Illinois, right?
Oh, that wouldn't make
yes,
sense.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Little Rock. Oh.
Yeah, because Arkansas is further south, so it's coming up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just figured that it would be later in Carbondale.
It is 5 minutes and 23 seconds.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Right now it's in Arkansas, so it's headed north. And right now it's some beautiful shots of the, I don't know, is that the corona? Whatever it is, like the little flares shooting
on
the off
outside.
The sun.
Those are, you never get to actually see those, you know, so.
Pretty awesome. If you haven't seen any of this coverage, I would say don't worry by the time you.
They're showing a shot of Russellville, Arkansas, where it's starting to go to the opposite side.
Yeah.
Where you're starting to see the sun come back out.
Everybody's putting their glasses back on.
Are people freaking out?
Don't
it's dark.
Look
you can't see anybody.
Okay.
Oh, also that feed keeps cutting out, Mike.
Oh, okay.
And then they keep changing camera angles.
This is not real. I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
This is a flat earth thing. I'm kidding.
We got to go. When we come back, we're talking pizza!
Oh, yeah.